Warriors-Pelicans Game 3 of the Western Conference Semifinals, a showdown in New Orleans with the Pelicans getting energized on their home court as the Warriors get a team-high 26-point night from Klay Thompson, yet the Pelicans cut into the series lead, now a 2-1 Warriors advantage as the Warriors fall 119-100 the final. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
Steve, what went into your decision to start JaVale, and what did you see in the first quarter that convinced you to start him again in the third?
Well, we wanted to use our depth. You know, we know we've got two games in basically a day and a half. So we wanted to buy some minutes early, a little bit like we did with Nick in the first two games. So some of it was just the math behind it. But we kind of liked the idea of having the lob threat out there while Steph was on the floor. Thought maybe we could, you know, he could run and transition and get a few hoops early. We knew it wasn't going to be a long, long-term, long-minute night, but thought maybe we could get a quick burst.
Steve, after game two, we talked a bit about how that really looked like Warriors basketball as you envision it. And tonight, it didn't always. Assists were down and ball didn't move as well. How much of that do you attribute to the Pelicans, or did you guys just kind of forget that?
Most of it is attributed to the Pelicans. Their defense was great. They were the aggressors. I thought they brought the force, the necessary force to the game. On their home floor, and you know, these are the ebbs and flows of a playoff series, especially when you get past the first round. Everybody's really good, and is a team that just swept Portland in round one, and on their home floor, down 2-0, this is kind of what you expect. So I just applaud them and give them the credit that they deserve, and we got to come back and play better on Sunday.
Steve, even aside from the JaVale minutes, there wasn't a lot of the small unit, maybe just the end of the first half. Was there a strategic reason why you kind of went away from that?
We're still getting Steph back and getting his legs back. And as I said, we're mixing and matching, and we're looking at different lineups. But we're trying to find some minutes because we don't want to overload everybody. And but, you know, we'll get to that.
Steve, it didn't look like Steph had the same energy or fluidity. Yeah. You think that was fatigue or?
Game two is always the hardest one after you come back from an injury. You know, game one on a return, you got the energy, you got the adrenaline, you're excited. The second game back is always much tougher, and I just thought he didn't look as sharp with his movement. Obviously, he didn't make his shots, 6 for 19, but more than that, it was about just the energy, the legs, but that'll come, and it just takes some time.
Steve, were those corner threes by Ian Clark, did that kind of bring you back a little bit, and is that kind of the type of game you expect from a guy like that?
I don't expect Ian to get 18 points against us. I love Ian. Ian is one of my favorite guys we've ever had here. But, yeah, he played a big role. Solomon Hill hit the three threes early. You don't expect that. And then we let Mirotić get free a couple times in the first half on miscommunication. So, you know, you add all that stuff up, and they go 14 for 31 from three. That's tough to overcome.
What was the problem defensively, though? I think they shot 50% overall, 45% from three, like you said.
Like I said, they brought more force, more intensity to the game than we did. And I thought we made mistakes that we didn't make in the first two games, but I also thought they played a lot better. So it's a combination.
Was there a minute restriction on Steph? Looked like maybe about 30 were you looking at?
I was looking at about 30, 32, but that's not based on any medical experts or science. It's just kind of my eyes and feel for, you know, the key is how long of a stretch he plays at a time. That's why I took him out at the 6-minute mark in the first quarter. You know, he got off to a little bit of a slow start. I thought it might give him a little boost if we could get him out for a couple minutes. So it was a unique rotation for him. He's not used to that, but we needed to do something a little different just to try to keep him fresh.
Steve, the Pelicans have made significant strides in each of these games, you know, playing noticeably better than they did the previous game. Is that kind of what you anticipate from an Alvin Gentry coach team, for them to get better every game?
I anticipate that from any playoff team when you're in the conference semifinals. I mean, you got the best eight teams in the league left, and everybody's good. Everybody's well coached. Everybody's talented. And when you get on their home floor, this is kind of what you expect. So, no surprise.
21 assists for Rondo tonight. Just how tricky was he kind of trying to corral, letting him shoot, but he also kind of controlled the game at times?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he does. You know, he controls the whole game. He's got the ball in his hands, and I thought he was fantastic.
Steve, over here to your left. Just curious, what's the biggest difference in Anthony Davis' game in the playoffs this year as compared to 3 years ago?
Oh, man, 3 years ago. I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning. So 3 years ago, long time ago. But he was great then, and he's great now. So I'm not sure there's that big of a difference, to be honest with you. You know, they have a better team now than they did 3 years ago. I would say that. But like any great player, you know, he's going to get better. And he was forceful tonight and really took it to us and had a huge night.
All right, Game 4 is here on Sunday, and just another reminder that all throughout the playoffs, Warriors Sound is streaming 24/7 on the top right corner of the Warriors team app. You can get the Warriors Sound stream. You can also hear it on our homepage, warriors.com/sound, plus podcasts in the Apple Podcasts app and the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.